This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
It's not often that I start the show with a lump in my throat and tears in my eyes. But Sandy Cipriano, Auntie Sandy, as some like to call her, has literally got me choking up. She's just shown me a video, unplanned, not part of my intro, of the first patient that ever started Cupcakes of Hope. And his name's Keegan, and I'm going to let her tell you the story. But I'm going to add the link to that video into this podcast bio because you need to watch it maybe before you listen to the show so you can understand the impact that this foundation has had. I think it's in the last 9 years, if I calculated correctly. So, Cupcakes of Hope is a South African non-profit company whose aim is to whose aim is to raise awareness and funds for families in need of medical assistance. And they do this all through the love of baking cupcakes. They have several events during the year, but their main event is hosting South Africa's National Cupcake Day for Kids with Cancer every September. This is an entirely community-driven project and an amazing event that brings the whole community together for an awesome cause. Auntie Sandy has joined us today in the Good Things Guy Jackpot, and it is just, I am blown away to have you in studio. Thank you for coming in, Sandy.
Thank you so much for having me here.
I'm very angry with you for showing me that video because I'm a little bit sad that there's kids. I mean, you've gone and you've made a difference and you continue to make a difference, but there's many young South Africans who will never get that opportunity. So before we get into Keegan and his story and the thousands of children that you've saved and helped and made a difference in their lives, how and why and what is Cupcakes for Hope? Let's start there.
So as you mentioned, Cupcakes of Hope, we're a non-profit. What happened is a couple of years ago, a close friend of ours had a 2-year-old girl called Kiara. Kiara was diagnosed with a neuroblastoma, and in January and November that year, she gained her angel wings. And seeing what this terrible disease did to this family, it just touched my heart, and I knew I needed to help other families in similar situations. So we are originally from the Vaal. We've got a Portuguese restaurant there, and I thought, what can we do to help? So we started a fundraiser at the restaurant. The first year didn't go too well. We raised 5,000 rand, which I must say, we worked the whole month, and I was a bit disappointed. But you know what? God was so good, because when we got the phone call of little Keegan, the video that you saw now.
And the video that we will post. If you are listening right now, stop the podcast and go watch the video first so you can understand and then come back and get the story.
And it is a beautiful story of hope. So it's not really a sad video. But anyway, so I got the phone call and I asked Keegan's mommy, what is it that he needs? So Keegan was diagnosed with tumors on the spine. It's actually a very sad story. When he was initially diagnosed, the radiologist misdiagnosed him, immediately phoned the welfare and police and called the doctors in and said, this child has been abused, his back has been broken. So immediately the same day, this child was removed from the parents' care. Big headline news, front page news that parents abuse child, breaks child's back.
And he's also Down syndrome.
He's also Down syndrome. So I don't know what was worse. 2 weeks later, to be called in by the doctors and said, sorry, we made a mistake. You never abused your child. Here's your child back. But he has been diagnosed with tumors on the spine with cancer, and he will not make it till his second birthday. And that's when I got the call, please help this family. And I asked Keegan's mom, what is it that he needs? And she said to me, I need a car seat that could tilt because of his paralysis. And I need special mattresses to prevent bed sores. All in all, it was 4,000 rand. And we still had an extra 1,000 rand to pay for an outstanding pharmacy bill, as well as clothing and nappies. And in that was my very first lesson. It doesn't matter how much you raise, because every single cent can make a difference.
Sure.
And obviously, if you've watched the video, you will see that last year we celebrated Keegan's 11th birthday in Durban. And I like to share Keegan's story with newly diagnosed families purely because no matter what the doctor says, miracles happen every single day. And Keegan is an example of a miracle that happened many, many years ago. Never, ever lose hope.
Yeah,
so that is
hope.
Keegan's little story.
It's incredible the work that you do, and that was 9, 10 years ago. How many kids have you helped since then?
We started in 2009 with our first fundraiser. Second year went a little bit better. We raised 50,000 at the restaurant. And then I started doing auctions and trying to get a little bit more in. By the third year, the recession hit the wall. So I thought, okay, how are we going to do this? And it was actually quite an amazing story. We were on a camping trip back from Mozambique. And that 5-6 hours back from Mozambique to the Vol, God just put it on my heart, I need to do something and I need to go big. And the Vodacom song kept on playing in my head, Make My Circle Big. And I thought, what is it? Do you want me to contact Vodacom as a sponsor? Whatever. But you know what I realized now? And if you look at our logo, we've got a big heart in the top and it's got a big circle going on. And it's literally doing what I did at the restaurant, doing what I did at Rio Sol, taking it out to the community, getting them involved. And this is where Oprah also comes in because...
No, I've got that as one of my questions here. Don't jump the gun. Come on, Zandy.
Okay, so one of the lessons that I've learned from the Oprah show was, you know what? If you don't have money to make a difference, but we've all got time and love. And then that's when I went out to the community. We contacted all our suppliers and we came up with this idea to set a world record because we needed free publicity. And we set the world record for the most cupcakes on display, which was 21,000. And at that stage, I raised 200,000 rand for 5 different charities because at that stage, I wasn't registered as a charity. I was just doing this as a small CSR project. And then obviously the seed was planted and I was hooked. I loved the cupcakes idea. And the following year, we started with National Cupcake Day, and this is where we are now.
This is where we are now. Cupcakes of Hope, I actually met indirectly. So we crossed paths and we shook hands many years ago through Fourways Mall with Mareka.
Yes, that
was
correct.
Many, many, many years ago. I came through on a Saturday with Layla, and it was a cupcake tree.
Yes, so Mareka was amazing in our campaign. We've done so many amazing world records at Four Ways. I mean, we did the tallest cupcake tower at that stage was 8 meters tall. Before that, we actually did Mandela's cupcake mosaic, which was 5,223 cupcakes. And we did that to celebrate his 95th birthday. And we got amazing international coverage, actually, from that one. And we did that one in aid of the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. So that was amazing. Mareka's been absolutely an angel.
Yeah, that's
how
I met you.
And through Layla as well.
Little Layla. Yeah. The cupcakes. What happens to them? So the community bake them. You've got all these hundreds of people all around South Africa baking cupcakes for you. And then they come to become part of a world record or a tree or a mosaic of Nelson Mandela's face. And then what?
So with every world record that we set up, every single cupcake has to be consumed. Otherwise, the world record will not be ours. So nothing gets thrown away. It either gets distributed back to the community or we take it to the orphanages, old age homes, police, hospitals, wherever we can distribute it. We only do world records like every second year, 18 months or so. It's just to try and get the momentum going again. But our big fundraiser is National Cupcake Day, which obviously is happening this year on the 28th of September, which is my birthday. So guys, please come and have a cupcake on me, but make a 10 rand donation, okay? So we will be at 88 malls across the country this
year. That's massive.
It's just grown. Last year, we raised 2 million rand on the day. It is absolutely insane how we've been blessed. And we've helped probably over 1,500, if not more, children with all the funds that we've raised.
Sandy, I've got chills again, lump in my throat. You started off with an idea to help a community and to help and to get involved and help families that are dealing with the childhood cancers and give them hope. And your first fundraiser was 5,000 rand. 9 years later, which is last year, you were 2 million rand.
Correct. And we've got amazing ways that the whole community can get involved. So obviously September is being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. What we did as well is we're focusing on educating parents about childhood cancer. Unfortunately, in our country, a lot of our kids are being misdiagnosed or diagnosed too late. So with the help of Dr. Jennifer Hill, which is a pediatric oncologist from Joburg Gen and Wits Donald Gordon, she's helped design an infographic with all the cancer early warning signs, and we've translated that into 11, or all our official languages. It's available from our website, and we encourage schools and companies to print them or get them out there because early detection can help save a child's life. So that's one leg of our charity, is about educating parents, making sure that the kids get diagnosed as soon as possible so we can get them the treatment that they so desperately need. The second part, obviously, is getting more people involved to help make a difference. And it's actually been amazing. You know, we, on an average month, we help between 50 and 70 children, paying for their medical bills, paying for their day-to-day needs. And this is where our biggest request actually comes from, is for little things. Petrol money, nutritional food, nappies. You know, these babies that are in hospital, when they're going to chemo, they go through packets of nappies a week, not like normal kids. So little things like that. So even if you think 200 rand, what a difference is that going to make? Or what a difference is my 50 rand going to make? It does add up. You know, I've got a beautiful story to share of a patient, little Abel. Well, not little anymore. She was one of our patients a couple of years ago. And about 5 weeks ago, in the middle of the night, I just get a message from a dad, which I hadn't spoken to him for about 3 years, and he sent me a photo. And it was a photo of a letter that she had just received. She finished matric last year. She is going to Russia to go study to become a vet. And the first people that he wanted to thank was the Cupcake Angels, because he lives in Mpumalanga. His petrol money a month just to get her to Johannesburg was 1,800 rand. He's a teacher in a rural area. He could not afford to pay that 1,800 rand.
To get her the treatments that she needed.
Yes. If she didn't come to Joburg, she would probably not be with us today, and definitely not on her way to Russia to become a vet. Her dream is actually to become a doctor, but she's been accepted to become a vet. So I'm super excited that one of our patients is going to Russia to be able to study. And this wouldn't have been, you know, we had him at our conference 3 weeks ago, her dad, Abel's dad, and Lyson shared his story with the angels. And I tell you, I was in tears. I'd never met the family, because obviously, based where I am, I can't meet all 1,500 patients that we've got on our books. But also saying in that, we assist anybody that knocks on our door, providing that they give us a doctor's letter. So if they've given us a doctor's letter, we update it every 3 months, and it takes you literally 48 hours to be registered on our system. And then we try and help where we can, you know, from as little as 500 rand to bigger funds. I mean, one of the funds that Jacaranda helped us was with Melty. Melty needed a stem cell transplant, and medical aid refused to pay, and the family had to raise 1 million rand. So I know Good Morning Angels raised quite a bit. They were short 270,000 rand, and that's when we did one of our world records, the latest in the Guinness World Record book. And we raised over 300,000 rand, and we donated 270,000 rand to Malty. And he's doing so well. He got his transplant last year. He's in remission. He's in school. In fact, the mommy sent us a video a couple of weeks ago where he's pretending to be a blogger, and he's got his own YouTube video. So he's doing so, so well. So that is rewarding. That is the rewarding part of what we do.
I can understand how rewarding it must be to see lives better and to help these kids and these families. And that's obviously where your passion comes from. The question that I have is, did you understand 10 years ago how your life would change? And the reason I'm asking that is, while we're sitting here, you have such a wealth of knowledge about cancers, and when you talk about doctors that are at this hospital and all this knowledge that you have, did you understand what you were getting into?
I don't think so. I think, and this is where I get quite emotional, you know, when I started it, I never thought through one little girl losing her battle, we would be blessing so many other children out there. So, yeah, so it is sad when we lose some patients, when you know, we have patients that are little worries that gain their angel wings. But you know what? We have got more feel-good stories and more success stories out there than what we have got sad stories. And my heart breaks for the parents, and we try and support them as much as possible. But God has been good. He's been blessing us with amazing support system and amazing angels that come past our path. You know, when I started this charity, Our slogan now is Become a Cupcake Angel is the sweetest way to help save a life. So I always thought, you know, it's about saving the children's lives. And about 3 years ago, I just, you know, my quiet time is early in the morning. And this specific morning, I was lying in bed, and all I could hear was literally God speaking to me, and he's with a laugh in his voice. And he says, you thought this slogan was for the children, you're saving children's lives. But in fact, it's twofold. We are also saving the Cupcake Angels, you know, our volunteers, those ladies that have lost their husbands to cancer. They've lost their parents or even their own child to cancer. This is a way, part of their healing process. It's a way that they sometimes might find a new purpose in life again. So Cupcakes of Hope is much bigger than just helping the children. It is literally also helping our Cupcake Angels out there. Thousands of volunteers and bakers, and I've been so blessed to be able to do what I do, and yeah, God has just really been absolutely amazing to bless us. And even having you guys on our, you know, path, our paths that have crossed, every single person that has been part of Cupcakes of Hope has touched a child's life.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I've seen the difference that it makes. And I have, I didn't mean to make you cry. You made me cry when we started the show, so fair game.
Sorry.
Through connections and through our networks, I've got two incredible friends who have been part of the Cupcakes of Hope journey. And that's Layla, obviously, a couple of years ago. She's very well known in Johannesburg area and her story, and she passed away a little while ago, which was incredibly sad for all of us because she had many years that were given to her that we didn't know that she would have. And we were very involved with her birthdays. And her, she had a wedding. She married Spider-Man when she was like 6 or 7 because her mom knew that she wasn't going to make it further. And her mom wanted to give her her own wedding. And she loved Spider-Man. So she married. It was a beautiful day.
It was so beautiful. Thank you.
And with Natalie and Tiny the Marty, it's your foundation really has made a difference. And I want to thank you for all the great work that you do and the continuous work that you do. And it's tireless. You just keep going. You just keep going. It's incredible to see and the passion that you have behind this. You mentioned a little bit, obviously you're not dealing with your restaurant anymore because you're too busy with cupcakes. But I wrote this down and I'm quite jealous. I need to understand what the hell happened with Oprah.
So, as I mentioned earlier before, I've been a huge Oprah fan since school days, and I'm not going to give my age away, but Oprah had this show called Oprah's Angel Network, which used to be, if I'm not mistaken, every Tuesday, once a week, and she would focus on people in the community that made a difference. So, teachers, you know, people that would just go out of their way and just make a difference. And in there is where I learned this very valuable lesson. It was this 13-year-old girl that wanted to make a difference. She didn't have money. But you know what she did on weekends? She would get her makeup kit together, her blow wave kit and whatever, and she'd go to the old age homes and she would go and do the makeup, do the nails of the old age ladies. And I learned that, again, that's the foundation of our charity. You don't need money to make a difference. You need time and love. So I've used that as our basis. But following this, I always knew one day, I'd be able to meet Oprah, but thinking that I would be flying overseas.
You'd be on that stage.
Meeting her and, you
she'd
know.
She'd be calling out, Auntie Sandy, come up on the stage.
Okay, not that much, but I knew that one day I would meet her, but never in my wildest dreams did it ever occur to me that she would actually come to Vereeniging, to Riosol, and she'd come and have dinner at our restaurant. And not just once, not just twice, but 3 times. She's brought Gail. She's just brought so many amazing people with, and yeah, that to me was a full circle moment, you know, when I went up to her and I said, welcome, and she reaches out her hand and she introduces herself, and I'm like, hello.
I know who you are.
And I wasn't prepared to introduce myself, but hello, this is Sandy, please come and join in the restaurant. And that was absolutely for me my full circle moment and my aha moment, and I admire her. I've learned so much from her. Again, another lady that stands out to me is, you know, it's Princess Diana, because we all want to be princesses, but Mother Teresa, she played a huge role in what I'm doing today. You know, Mother Teresa started in Calcutta, worked with the poorest of the poor, with orphanages, children that nobody wanted to take care of them. And she started her foundation or
her initiative.
Thank you. Initiative. That's the word. Her initiative in Calcutta. But it's amazing to see how it's grown. There's over 500 different projects like that all over the world, over 100 different countries. And that to me just showed me that spark in Calcutta, and look where she's now. And for me, it's like I was that spark in Vereeniging, and look where we are now. With saying that, I want to encourage anybody out there, whatever you love doing, whatever your cause is it children with cancer, is it animals, be that spark in your community. You know, I started with 5,000 rand, not realizing now how many children, years later, we're raising millions of rand just through making a difference. So be that spark, and anybody can do it. You know, you don't have to bless millions. If you bless one or two, like she says, a ripple effect has no end. Just be that one person. Have that ripple effect. It will have a ripple effect going on.
The ripple effect. Sandy, if people want to follow you, if they want to get involved, if they want to bake for good and become part of Cupcakes of Hope, how do they find you?
So cupcakesofhope.org is our website.
I keep calling it four. It's terrible. Cupcakesofhope.org.
Worst host ever.
Worst host ever.
I love
ever.
You. So they can definitely contact us. They can go onto our website because there's four different ways that you can get involved. Like I mentioned, support National Cupcake Day, bake, pledge, pop us an email, info@cupcakesofhope.org. They can host a Cupcakes of Hope event at their company or child school. And this can happen any time of the year. You register online. We send you a free angel party pack. It has got baking cups, badges, balloons, and the cancer early warning signs that you leave for Mahala, guys. So please go and register, get your angel party pack. And then we've got amazing sponsors that support us. We've got a lovely initiative with Mug and Bean. They've partnered with us since 2012. They've raised millions through their cupcake and muffin campaign. So they've launched their muffin campaign this month at Mug and Bean countrywide. And for each muffin that you actually buy, R5 will go towards children with cancer. Last year, they raised over R1 million for our kids. And I tell you, we are just in awe with them. They've got a fabulous new item. I've tasted it on Monday, and I hope I get it right. It's a low-carb chocolate chip muffin. You have to go try it. It's absolutely amazing. And it's low-carb, so it's good. And then, obviously, the last one, which we are super excited of, which is with Defy Kitchen Appliance. It is going to be a social media type of campaign. Defy is a company that cares, and they want to get the kids back into the kitchen to bake, spending more time with mom and dad. So they are hoping that the campaign #BakeADifference will have benefit as well to Cupcakes of Hope, because for every photo that gets placed on social media using the #BakeADifference, #Defy, they will make a contribution towards kids with cancer. So that's an awesome, lovely campaign. And there's also, for those bakers out there, they also have a virtual baking cupcake that you can go do online. And again, if you do this virtual cupcake, you will also contribute to donating towards kids with cancer. So I'm super excited for this year, and you know what, we've just been so blessed.
So I love this. Get involved. Cupcakes of Hope. All the details are there. And be the spark. I love that call to action that you left with the listeners, that you have the ability to make a difference right now in your own communities. And Sandy speaks about the R5,000, but the lead up to that was a whole month, and you were doing a lot to get to that point. And that R5,000 made a world of difference for one little boy, Keegan. If you haven't watched the video, go watch it now. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I cannot wait to attend your next event. Not just because I eat the cupcakes, but because you're doing so much good.
Thank you so much. Wishing Love you guys lots.
Wishing you only good things. I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. And you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.